Listen,
Blog
gonna make
Talk
it,
Radio.
Yeah, these bosses knocked you out. Yeah, makes you go crazy. Good, you got the hand. You got just enough of her face to show. It's still okay with the zoom. Now what I'm going to adjust this pace of it. See, what I need you wanting you to do? Always make it as big as possible. This one's actually okay because it actually makes it bigger. Because the meaning is between eyebrows and below the lips. That's the most important part, you know? The last expression is the eyebrows, the bottom of the lips, and the jaw, you know? You know, we got it. Yeah. You're going to get more practice at this, you know, when we do this stuff, you know? Nah, here we go. Yes. Good job. I like these images. You're going to put more of these good, positive images. You're going to be happy. You're going to say yes. Okay. Well, I like this pretty girl. This pretty blonde face. I'm going to use her a lot more. She's an attractive smile and eyes, you know.
And
what's that? What about it?
Are you sure I can save images?
I will not close it. Yeah, I will not close it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will not close it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we shouldn't do that.
Oh, I see what it did. Oh, was it just when it's just all the other ones? That's the problem. Okay, all right. No, I'm afraid I'm readjusting these pictures because I'm going to adjust the size of one to the size of the other ones. I readjusted this stuff, which I thought I had, but then again, the other one changed it.
Oh.
Because the home number is still dialing. Can you get it back up, please, gentlemen? Could you someone put the air on, please, and check it on a regular basis, gentlemen, the air that goes up. It was a house, what I could tell. It's not a video. The coolest our property saved up, right? We're working correctly, cell phone, everything's all good.
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, so I can put this right here. I can put this right here.
Yeah,
it barely fits on there. Okay.
Right.
I just got to be careful to put it properly. The hip fits, I got to put this on now. What time is it right now? Yeah, well, we got to get started. Give me 30 more seconds. I think I should be ready to start there, gentlemen. Let's make sure my sound's centered. You guys will double see the cameras now. One more time.
I can't see your camera.
One, two, three. So I'm going back to two.
With the last setup, I could see your camera, but now I can't.
Okay, well, I don't know what to do, gentlemen. You guys are the experts. I'm at your mercy. What you think I should do, I'll do it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's nothing to do about that right now, right?
No.
And he's not saying that camera one can't be seen, right? You're just saying that you can't see the camera transition.
I can't see him on my screen at all. Nothing.
Oh.
No preview. Yeah. That's one of the problems that we have without OBS. That's it. Pretty much.
But that doesn't mean that the live stream won't see.
Okay, yeah. The live stream will speed it, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
You just can't see it.
Yeah. To adjust it.
Is definitely annoying.
Yeah. All right. We need an HDMI splitter so we can see, you know, view Paymon on the screen. I have my own. Yeah. For now, we don't. I'm just going through my checks.
Yeah. I'm almost done, by the way. How much lunch are you ready? There's nothing. I'm ready.
Maybe 2 more minutes.
Okay. Let me know I'm ready whenever you are, Debo. Okay. I'll be ready for sure by then.
Still on? The screen of the phone?
Hmm?
Is the phone still on? Right there?
Right. Which phone? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's on? Okay.
Yeah. Cell phone, yeah.
It shouldn't turn off at all, this session.
Okay, very good. As I put that in my ear, we'll be good. Okay.
Do you need your fan?
No, but I just check on the air, please. Don't close it so much. Please open it a little bit more. Okay. Please open the curtain so the air gets in here. As long as it's by the table, it should be fine. I don't think the light is for the guys. Even more so. I don't think light is a problem. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. This doesn't seem to affect us. The monitor over there should be fine. Is there a turbo right now, the air, gentlemen? Yeah. Just get out of there, about 20 minutes. I think we're half hour for God. Yeah. How long is it in your opinion?
I just have an opinion. I
timed
it
30
minutes.
30 minutes. Oh, thank you.
Are you Spencer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, we should be. Yeah. Done all the checks. Should have nothing bad going on. I went through the whole checklist, so we should be good now.
All right. Yeah. Give me 15 seconds warning and I'll be ready with my book.
Okay. It's a lot. And I can see the light.
All right, I'm ready.
So Rumble's not up?
No, Rumble's up. Odyssey or both, and I don't hear anything coming through right now. I was just saying I wanted to wait for Rumble because Rumble's going to have a long delay. Mm-hmm. But even Odyssey, I don't hear anything in the background.
You see the Freedom Hour?
I do. Yeah,
great.
I'll blog you on the line for one. You guys can make sure.
Not a big deal, guys, gentlemen, just about FYI, the screen time is a little bit off the angle. As it doesn't affect the production, I'm good. Doesn't matter. I just want FYI, just a little bit off.
Camera's off the angle, but it's still fixed.
Yeah. Just a little bit. I'm not sure it affects you guys. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't know if that might affect anything with the production-wise.
Hear nothing? I don't hear anything on that. Oh, I thought it was something over there. Okay.
That
was the block. Okay.
Okay, Mark.
Is there? Let's get the Freedom volume on there. If you want.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It comes up.
Okay. No more Bluetooth Freedoms and Ripple Expo and all of them. All three of them, yeah.
Marcus,
yeah.
Can you mute us on Block
Up? 40 session, Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. And this is on a very important topic because it affects so many Americans. Folks, Americans are really hurt by the inflation that's caused by a phony money system of the private reserve, privately owned Federal Reserve, creates money out of thin air, lends it out at interest to the government, companies, and the people, and they charge interest on the money they create out of thin air. This has caused inflation in the decades and the recessions. Now double that down with the corona hoax, spending. Oh, this inflation is becoming a stagflation where we have hard times and prices going up at the same. I'm going to give everybody a solution to get a nice big pay raise, every single one of you. So for that, I'd like to check with my people. Are you guys ready to get started? Okay. We start recording just momentarily. Let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will show you how you can recession-proof your paycheck. That's right. You will learn, every one of you, I should say 99% of you, how to increase your paycheck, your take-home pay, by 10 to 25% or more. Whether you're an employee or business owner, independent contractor, salesperson, the only people that cannot do that will be citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., as federal workers. Those of you with that income, on that income, I'm sorry, I cannot help you. But everybody else with all the other money received, I can definitely help you guys big time. So here we go, folks. You see, the grocery is cost inflation alone has been going crazy as of September of 2020. Look at this, folks. Cereal and baking products have gone up over 16%. Meats, poultry, and fish and eggs, 9%. Dairy and related products, 16%. Fruits and vegetables, over 10%. And other food at home, almost 16%, folks. Yes, and you know what? You did not get a pay raise of your boss or your business, that's 16%. Have you? Of course not. In fact, with this stagflation of inflation and recession, less demand for goods and services, your business is down. I know. So how do you deal with this? The way you deal with it, folks, with this translation, I show you, I know the prices are knocking you out. Okay? I know this makes you very angry, folks, and very frustrated. Guess what? I will have a solution for you, and you'll be very happy you came across. Yes? You'll be so excited. So let's get started. Okay? Here we go, folks. Let's start with the IRS's website. Okay? This is a 1040 U.S. individual income tax return form, okay? The term U.S. is critical. What does U.S. mean? You think that is not important? It is of utmost importance. You'll find out why. Hang in there, okay? Let's go to the instructions of the 1040 form, right? That IRS tells you to follow, which I agree with, okay? And it tells you on page 8 about filing requirements, that these rules in the IRS 1040 instructions apply to all U.S. citizens. Again, that's the key term, U.S. That's right, U.S. citizens, okay? Regardless of where they live and resident aliens. So, now we're going to go to the website of the U.S. government. It tells you this page at uscode.house.gov that the United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. And this webpage, this is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. This is the lawyers of the U.S. House of Representatives, putting the laws on the internet for everybody to know and follow correctly. We're going to follow those laws to the T as interpreted by U.S. Supreme Court and the United States Treasury regulation that apply. So here we go. We're going to look up and from Title 26 Internal Revenue Code. This is a federal tax law. So, folks, yes, see, you see my hand right here. This is the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. All this tissue thin, tiny font, paperwork you see, yep, this gobbledygook. I'm going to cut to the whole thing for you, make it easy to understand. Don't worry about a thing. It's online, as you see right here, okay? So here we got Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. We'll look up Section 7701 definitions, right? This is a very key chapter on definitions. Here it is. It tells us this section in A, when used in this title. What title are we speaking about again, folks? Here it is, the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26 of the 54 titles or categories of federal law. This is on taxation, okay? So here is it, so in this Title 26, they define all kind of obvious things that do not need defining, like partnership and partner, corporation, really? Yes. They have very specific things on a lot of different terms, and one of those is the term United States and state. Yep. So here we are, the term United States. Ready, folks? This is going to be a shocker for you. When used in a geographical sense, that's what we want to know. What landmass and of what landmass people it applies to, right? It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Yep. So, okay, but what is states, folks? Okay. Well, it's right here. The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia again. So here we have the District of Columbia, which is the United States, per states, but the states also, both of them are District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia adds up to saying the District of Columbia. So United States is the District of Columbia. Ethiopia. So the United States citizen is a citizen of the District of Columbia. Yes. You think, oh, come on. Everybody knows. We're all U.S. citizens. People from the 50 states, you and me are all U.S. citizens. Yes. For nationality purposes, you and me are U.S. national and citizens of the state we live. But for tax purposes, no. We have to go by these very specific definitions. Okay? Let's move it further to the U.S. Supreme Court for guidance. Here it is, case of Stenberg versus Carhart, a case that was decided in June 28, 2000. And this court case tells us something very important, that when a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like the one you just saw, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yes, the term United States, you cannot go with that. You got to go with that explicit definition of the term United States. Yep, that's what you have to go by, not the ordinary meaning that you and I think or in the dictionary. And look at this, folks. This is the U.S. Supreme Court, again, in Gould versus Gould, a 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. It tells us that in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying or imposing taxes. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions, not extend the provisions of tax laws by implication. There is no implying by in tax laws beyond the clear import of the language used. See, the term United States that you see here, folks, clearly does not show any suggestion of the 50 states at all. So it is not there. That's what the court tells us. And if you doubt that, folks, again, or to a larger operation of the tax laws so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. See, if something not specifically pointed out, it's not there. And you see, specifically, in the definition of the United States, the 50 states are nowhere to be mentioned. Therefore, they're not there by this unanimous U.S. Supreme Court case. Now you see how in the Code of Federal Regulation 1.1-1, income tax on individuals, this is a U.S. Treasury interpretation of the federal tax laws. It tells us in A1 that Section 1 of the Internal Revenue Code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, which means a citizen or resident of, look at this, District of Columbia. Yes, only those from District of Columbia, they are the U.S. citizens that are subject to tax, citizen or resident of the United States. Just like you saw in the IRS instruction, right? These rules apply to all U.S. citizens, which means citizens of the District of Columbia. That's what applies to. So with that, folks, you can stop paying federal income taxes. Whether you are an employee, small business owner, even a corporation, folks, yes, LLC, trust, partnership, anything, as long as your business or work is not in a District of Columbia, you do not owe the tax at all. You're stopping withholding from your paycheck by your boss. Yes, you can do that. I will show you momentarily how to do that as well, where to go for that. Okay, so hang in there. I'm going to give you, see, after this now, folks, I'll give you one more thing. I'm going to just give you one more proof from the Internal Revenue Code that really the definitions here are unique and special. Here's a subchapter, tax on petroleum. Subchapter A, tax on petroleum. And here you see that section 4612 has definitions and special rules. Yes, for the purposes of this subchapter. What is this subchapter? As I said, this subchapter is a tax on petroleum. For oil taxes, they define, again, many things. Crude oil, domestic crude oil. Look at this. They also define the term United States. Yep. In general, the term United States means, wow, 50 states. See? The 50 states is there because it was meant to be said. It was included. Here, it's like a 7601. They did not forget about the 50 states. If they wanted to put in 50 states, they would have done so, just like they did here in section 4612, taxing on oil. Now, they also mentioned that District of Columbia and many other U.S. territories, continental shelf areas, and even foreign trade zones. So that's double, triple proof that, here you go, folks, this 1040 form is not for you. No. You don't have to file and pay on this 1040 U.S. individual income tax return at all. You don't have to pay these taxes at all. It's not for you. See, folks, I promise you, you'll be happy, smiling at the end of the presentation, and you found what you were looking for, the liberating truth that will give you 10 to 25% or more increase in your take-home pay. And the source further investigation and answers for you is right here. Yep, law school's website of livefreenow.org. Here, folks, I will show you how to restore freedom now by stopping your voluntarily supporting of the Washington, D.C. swamp. Yep, you no longer have to voluntarily support the criminals who deceived you and robbed you, okay? You can simply take these 7 steps to feed yourself of IRS fear, deception, robbery, and slavery, and live free now with confidence and with peace of mind. Yep, the 7 steps are right here, folks. Number 1, arm yourself with the law. You just saw an introduction to this topic. That no law requires 99% of Americans upon income tax. Check out the video here for more. There's a couple playlists here. You want to check out this playlist for more important details on these issues. 2, you got to stop filing income tax forms because you put the rope around your neck. You literally put the rope around your neck when you file those 1040 forms. Do not do that anymore. Next step 3, you have to realize, folks, that IRS is mostly fluff. Absolutely. IRS is a myth, okay? And folks, this cartoon I'm going to show you right here, it tells it all how they make you believe that if you don't file a 1040 income tax confession form, you're going to go to prison. And you'll have to take your bank account and paycheck. It's a deception. At every step, folks, you see these pages, just click on the cartoon you see right there, and that takes you to more clear explanations about that particular part of the 7 steps that will free you. Okay? Now, step 4 is to take courage from our victories. Yes, me, Freedom Law School, our students have beaten the IRS many, many times. And this cartoon, folks, represents that reality. Yes. Okay? IRS a myth. I did it for 30 years, folks. I'm not filing income tax. I'm free. And I'm not paying a dime to these criminals. And neither will you. And then, folks, if you don't believe me, write your lawmakers about the law. Hey, tell me the law. Show me the law and you'll pay your fair share. Pay only if and when your congressman shows you the law that requires you to file income tax. That simple, right? Now, after this, folks, guess what? You will be free of the beast, no longer afraid of worship. I pay tributes to the beast IRS. Now you can join the Restore Freedom Plan, folks, and lawfully stop on a paying income tax with our Restore Freedom Plan. Yep. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money with our 100% protection when you are a member. That's right. No more take your money by force of a levy. And on top of that, folks, guess what? Once you join the Restore Freedom Plan, like the Founding Fathers, pledge their freedom and their property and their commitment to freedom together, now it's your chance to spread the word to other people. Yep. And get paid, folks, for telling others the truth that the corrupt mainstream media did not let you see. Yes, we were taking off YouTube because we're waking up too many people. Hey, folks, subscribe to our channel on Rumble and Odyssey, these other places, folks, okay, before we get banned again. Yes, I got to show you, folks, our website, okay, at livefreedom.org. Go there, and you can find about our Freedom Hour and subscribe to our other channels on Odyssey and Rumble and other places. Now, on that, folks, let me tell you about a Red Flags book coming up in Salt Lake City, Utah, November 12th and 13th. Yep, you want to be there, folks. They have this great event. And a lot of great speakers, folks. My friend Ed Griffin here, the old gentleman, he puts it together with so many of the speakers that you want to see and want to hear from. Yes, folks, these are top people out there who are telling you truthful, empowering information you want and need to hear from. So come to this event Saturday and Sunday, that 12th and 13th of November. And folks, at the conclusion of the event on Monday, the 14th, here, that's me, folks, you see, from 9 a.m. till 12 noon, we'll have a Restore Freedom event, okay? So be sure to go check us out, folks. And here's the website of the Restore Freedom event, Monday, November 14th, 9 a.m. till 12 noon, same place as the Red Flag Expo. And even though you got to pay for the Red Flag Expo, this event is for free. Yes, that's right. Folks, we're going to give you problems, solution to these problems you see up here. We'll solve those problems, okay? And we have also in Orlando, Florida, a Restore Freedom Rally, January 20th to 23rd, okay, in Orlando. Be sure to come to this event as well. A lot of great speakers are there for those of you who seek the truth, because the truth shall and will set you free. Yes, we have even a greater group of top health, truth, and freedom speakers telling you what you want and need to know. I've been looking for and to hear from these speakers in person. Yes, folks, that's coming up. Remember, again, January 20th to 23rd in Orlando, Friday night through Monday, 12 noon. So with that, folks, I'm telling you, it was no accident that you came across this presentation. You are looking to live free. You are looking to a more prosperous life. You are looking for the truth. You found it. Keep going. Go to our website at livefreenow.org. Continue your journey to freedom, and you will be free. And I look forward to meeting every one of you personally at one of these freedom events. Shake your hand and say, thank you, brother. Thank you, sister, for joining our quest for freedom. Okay. Should we go to questions right now? And then after questions, we give you a little bit of additional recording, guys. Maybe we can do some of that. Because we do have a caller from Erica 949 IC, Orange County, California, that does have a question. So, folks, the number to call we put on your screen if you have a question. So be sure to go call the number on the screen, which is area code, let's see, 352, let's see, what's the number? Here we go, 657-383-1755, okay? And then push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know you have a question, and we'll take your questions one person at a time. Let's go to our first caller from area code 949. All right, caller. For your privacy, tell me only your first name, how you heard about being in law school, and then your question, please.
Hello, my name is Vanessa. I heard of Freedom Law School years ago online, and I am glad to call in. I have a question regarding letters that I received from the Department of the Treasury IRS. One is regarding, it's an annual reminder of balances due for tax year 2011 and another one for 2013.
How much are the amounts?
From 2011, it's $739.45. And then for 2013, it's $2,037.40.
Okay. Did you file 1040 income tax confession forms for those years or not?
Off the top of my head, I do not recall. I don't know if I did or if I didn't.
Okay.
It's possible I did, because I believe it might be shortly after that is when I became aware of the the 1040 confession forms, like, you know, what you have to say about it. So I don't know if I filed or not. I don't remember at this time.
Okay, that's fine. Because either way, this letter you got, the IRS wants you to believe that someone at the IRS is watching you. And it's coming after you, and will come after you, Vanessa. But the truth is, the letter you got is just a dumb, computer-generated letter. They send out to people en masse, because by law, IRS must send a letter to everybody by computer, usually, that says how much is your balance, so you can pay them if you want to. If you don't pay them, well, all right, you know you don't pay them. IRS says otherwise, they come after you or not. But here's a fact. Look at this on our website, this chart, okay? This is from IRS's taxpayer advocate report, okay? This chart, which I'm going to make a little bit bigger for you to see easily. Can I make it bigger? I don't know if I can, guys. Let me see. Back in material, but that's better. See, this is the IRS levies and liens and seizures for 2010 to 2021. Yep. You see the second from top line, you know, year 2011, it was 3.7 million IRS levies, which is taking your money by force from your bank, your paycheck, or other people that owe you money. They go to them and steal your money for somebody that owes you money. But look at the chart going down. The number of levies have gone down consistently, pretty much every year, down to only over, just barely over 300,000 in 2021, in 10 years. This is a collapse, folks. This is an implosion. Okay? So they, all they can do is send these toothless letters to you, you know, and so you can pay me if you want to, but there's no need for you to try to call them or anything. You want to get through, they don't even answer about 90% of the calls that are made to the IRS. So focus from here forward, Vanessa. What you want to be free, focus on that. Okay? Join the Restore Freedom Plan and tell others so you can get paid for referring other people to Freedom Law School. Okay? Any other questions?
No, thank you. Have a good
I can
one.
Barely hear you now. What happened?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes, Vanessa. Good. What are you saying? Say it
yes,
again, please.
I just said no questions. No more questions, further questions. Thank you very much for the good news, and thanks for the work that you do.
Vanessa, well, you live in Orange County, California?
Yes.
I used to live in Texas.
I do.
Where do you live?
I live in Anaheim, California.
Anaheim. Well, when are you going to, like me, leave that communist republic of incredibly expensive housing, traffic, small, taxation, control, regulation, and come to a free state like Florida and live, breathe free?
My family and friends are here, so it's tough to just pick up and go and leave people behind that I know and that I love.
I know. So guess what? Where's your ancestors from, Vanessa?
What's your question?
Where's your ancestry from? Great-great-grandparents. Where did they come from? What country?
Oh, well, a lot of people I know were born and raised here. My family, my ancestry is from here.
Italy,
not all of them.
France, England, Mexico. Where
oh,
they come
gosh.
From?
So it's my mom came from Bolivia, South America in the early 70s. To California, and my dad was born and raised here, and my grandparents were born and raised here. At some point, like way back when, they came from Europe, various places in Europe.
Yeah. Your great ancestors came across the ocean from Europe. They left all the family behind. They could not fly back or they ship back for a better future. Your mother left Bolivia all the way. Did not speak English, I imagine. Came to English-speaking America to be free. What price they paid? What price do you want to pay? All you have to do is speak the same English language, go from one coast of the U.S. to the other. And guess what? You are going to be the one that's going to bring your family members out of that communist republic to freedom. If you don't do that, you're going to keep going down just like Europe was down. England, Germany, France, Italy, all these countries used to be much greater and more powerful than the United States back in the 1700s and early 1800s. But they went down to the role of communism as socialism, just like California and New York are going. So yes, you may have to be the one that shows your family the way. But tell them, hey, if the communists, they vote for communist Democrats, let them stay in California. Good enough?
Yeah, in order for me to move to Florida, first I'm going to have to visit Florida. I've never been there. So I'm going to have to make a trip out there sometime.
Yeah, well, guess what? I got the perfect location for you to do so, right here. Okay, the Restore Freedom Rally, okay, which I showed you, coming up in Orlando, okay, coming up by the Orlando International Airport. That's the place you want to come. That's your perfect excuse timing to come and visit us, okay, and find us for it. We got a great hotel room, rate, low price. Come to the event, Restore Freedom Rally, and visit Florida all at the same time, and bring as many family members as you can with you. You'll be glad, and they will be glad they did come to the Freedom State. And Florida is the number one Freedom State in the whole USA by far. There is no second. Number one, Florida. So thank you for calling, Lisa. I hope I've helped you, inspired you enough to just like me leave Orange County, okay, and breathe and live free. Okay, there are the callers right now. No more calls from call Erica 941. Does that have a question? I guess not. Okay. Well, folks, I want to thank you for listening to me. And we're going to get busy, folks. In January, we're going to go busy and busy, busy. We've grown the last few years consistently, okay? And if you've not gone to our website, folks, and check us out on the other web, on the channels, you want to do that, folks. Let me show you something. We got a weekly Freedom Hour that you guys heard from. But here's what's going on. Here it is. YouTube Bandits, right? So you want to go to our other channels, okay? Not Facebook, okay? They're going to probably ban us one of these days. Rumble and Odyssey are the two best ones. Go there and subscribe to the channel there so we can continue to help you live free. Thank you for watching. Okay. We're going to do maybe a little more recording, guys, huh? Yeah, they're short on this topic. I should do a short one. How long did that last? Well, the clock is not working right. It's probably broken. The hour one's not working. If you could play the hour one more time again, please. It went off. So could you make a note? We probably get a new clock. I think this one perhaps dropped and broke, I suspect.
It's just upside down.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I
didn't realize it.
Well, I can solve that problem easy.
There you go.
Okay. Easy enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think it might be hour 19.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. So you want to do a summary recording?
Yeah, I guess I should, which is why I want to see how long I did on this thing.
Did you guys pick next week's?
Tomorrow we got to do that.
Okay. The reason why I was asking is because Rumble has a feature. It is a nice feature, I think, where you can upload a mini video that will just keep playing throughout the week for anybody that comes by, and it just promotes the stream. So you could, if we had the topic for tonight, we could record like a 30-second promo for that. We could share it in the email, and we could have it uploaded to Rumble. It's just an idea.
Well, I'm open to it. Tell me more. How we could properly incorporate that?
Well, Benny has gotten been with Stephanie and I.